This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Thursday, October 26, Lyle Pova literally ran through town with hundreds of drums, his brother Errol, and support crew in tow. Their mission? To raise money for the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. We caught up with Errol first from Prince George City Limits to find out just who this dynamic duo is. We start with Errol Pova.
I've got a long list of sort of informal titles, including dishwasher, but my main one is driver and transportation coordinator.
So you and your brother are raising money for BC Children's Hospitals.
BC Children's Hospital.
In society, a lot of the time we feel like public services like hospitals, fire departments, schools, etc., they have funding, they operate. But in reality, they need a bit of extra to really provide what people truly need, right? What's the root of inspiration for undertaking such a huge adventure that you're going on right now?
He worked at Children's Hospital for more than 32 years. He went in once a week as a music therapist. He sings, so he would sing and play guitar for the kids, just to help them through the whatever trauma they might be going through there, right? So yeah, he would play guitar and sing and drum as well sometimes, like with African type drums, not kit drums or bongos per se. It's djembes. Yeah, and he's just, it's clearly established research, scientific evidence that the type of work he did had a huge positive impact in terms of outcomes for the kids.
Right.
Yeah, it just lifted their spirits, and, you know, with all due respect to hospitals, they're not often terribly pleasant places to be for anyone, but especially for kids, right? They're so young and innocent, and they often don't understand what happened to them that got them there, and what it's going to take to get out and recover, and, you know, with hopefully no long-term side effects or whatever. But yeah, the hospital experience can be, in and of itself, I think, can be somewhat traumatizing for kids. And Lyle is there to reduce, dare I say, eliminate that trauma and make it, you know, it's necessary stuff that they have to go through, but he's just doing his part to make it as palatable and pleasant as possible for them.
And these are all ages events?
Absolutely. All ages and all skill levels as well. So many people tend to think, oh, I have to be a professional drummer, or I will embarrass myself. You don't have to have ever seen a drum or never mind touched one. But yeah, it is for all levels. And throughout the 2 hours, it becomes clear to everyone that, oh, yeah, I can do this. And Lyle gradually sort of ramps up the complexity of the drumming. And I'm not suggesting anyone's going to be a professional drummer by the end of a two-hour drum circle, but they'll certainly be much more comfortable with the drum and confident and, yeah, happy they came.
And it sounds like this is also a journey of healing as well, to bring people together at these drum circles and also to raise money for children's hospitals.
Yeah, absolutely. Lyle often describes the drum circles as community building. It brings people together in a very unique way, and yeah, people love it. I don't think we will ever hear somebody say, oh, that was a waste of time, or I regret that. People have fun, they meet other people. He has facilitated massive events, the biggest event he's done. If I remember correctly, it's somewhere around 1,400 or 1,500 people.
Wow.
With drums and boom whackers and shakers, cowbells, a wide variety of percussion instruments. And he gets, you know, he'll get part of the group doing one beat and another part doing another beat. And it can be confusing initially, but once you get into it, it's a blast, and it truly is a performance.
Running down the highway, we then caught up with Lyle as he arrived at Prince George City Hall.
So you are the founder, the initiator of this drum run fundraiser for BC Children's Hospitals, right?
Correct, yes. So we've been on the road now since September 10. We launched from Victoria, BC, and we wanted to just run and drum all around the province. So we find ourselves here in Prince George. The full name is Drum Run Adventure Tour. You can find info at drumrun.org. And yes, it's a fundraiser for BC Children's Hospital. I've worked there for about 32 years now and have seen amazing things and met amazing kids, families, and of course the staff there is awesome.
Yeah. And you said you've just clocked over 1,000 kilometers on foot so far, hey?
That's correct. And again, here in Prince George, we're really blessed to have an escort by police, fire, and ambulance. So just a big shout out to all of the emergency service people who just say, yes, this is a fun thing, it's a good cause, and just come out to support us. And we just arrived here, and I think I am somewhere around 1,000 kilometers, because it's Victoria. I'll just spell out the route. We're four legs to the tour, and we do drum circles in Victoria, Duncan, Nanaimo, Qualicum Beach, Courtney, then Campbell River. Catch the ferry up to Prince Rupert, and then see if I can name all of them off. We do drum circles in Prince Rupert, Terrace, Hazelton, Smithers, Burns Lake, Fraser Lake, Vanderhoof, and Prince George. Yeah, so we've had fun meeting people in all the drum circles. And of course, I've run the whole way as well. So I think Drum Run has a unique kind of charm to it in a sense, because I've never seen anything or heard or found anything, you know, online, anything like it, right? So two of my passions, drumming and running, together with a fundraiser for BC Children's Hospital, where, I've worked there for years and have really witnessed the resilience of kids, yeah, and families, right, in difficult times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really core to your message, hey, is to bring that resilience that these kids face and do day in, day out. Are you trying to portray some of that resilience in your efforts to move step by step across this province?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to put it. I've been inspired by the tenacity, I guess. It's a funny word, but just that kids can go through really hard things. And then I come into the room and they say, let's play, you know. So give me a shaker, you know, or whatever, right? And sometimes, you know, kids coming out of coma and first thing they want to do is, like, hear some music. And, you know, mom and dad get to see their kids smiling. And I've witnessed just amazing, amazing things, right?
You're bringing some of that playful spirit along with you, too, on this journey by bringing these drum circles town to town, hey?
Absolutely, yes. So we have a crew of four, an amazing team of four people, and a 30-foot motor home, and we're towing a trailer that has over 100 drums. So maybe I'll just say a quick thing about drum circles, because sometimes people go, what is a drum circle anyway? And I'm not a musician, and they don't have to be a musician. Drum circles are reported to be, by participants, reported to be sometimes transformative, engaging, interactive. They're also intergenerational, so bring your families. And yes, you don't have to be a musician. First-time beginners are welcome. We have drums for you. These drums are of an African-style drum, so it's kind of a goblet-shaped with a bit of a waist, and then you just cradle it between your knees, you sit in a chair, and I'll just guide you in an experience that I think people typically go, wow, what just happened? That was amazing.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for bringing that experience, you know, across the north of BC and all over the province, and for the benefit of children everywhere. So I understand you're approximately $30,000 of the way in, and your goal is $100,000 you're trying to raise, right?
Correct, yes. So definitely there's invitations to people there to please donate to the cause. It's amazing, amazing cause. And we're also welcoming any companies, organizations to help us out in that way as well.
And where can people visit to donate?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So if you go to drumrun.org, you'll find all the ways to find out, you know, information. You can volunteer. You can even join us on tour. Follow us on social media. But yes, please donate. Yay!
How many pairs of shoes have you gone through so far? Are these the originals? How are you doing in the foot department?
Yeah, thanks to Hoka Runners. You know, Hoka donated some of my runners. I have about 6 pair. I love them. I started with Hokas, and they're just so good that I continued with them. I have about 6 pair that I rotate through.
You need the right equipment to do a good job.
Yep.
Wherever you are in BC, there is a good chance the Drum Run Adventure Tour has come to your town or will come to a town near you. Visit drumrun.org for more information or to donate. You can get involved in a number of ways. Meet Lyle Pova, his brother Errol, or the rest of the team, and support them in their journey to make children's healing that much easier. You can cheer them on their next leg from Vernon through Kelowna, Penticton, Osoyoos, Hope, Agassiz, Abbotsford, Maple Ridge, and ending in Vancouver, November 3rd through 18th.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program.